Or you have to come to terms with it. You have to take it very seriously. Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam prabhartate iti matva bhajante maham buddha bhava samanvita. The Vedas are compiled in the Sanskrit language. The Sanskrit language is the mother of all language. The knowledge contained herein is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam Vedyam Vastam Matra Vastu Shivam Tapatrayon Mulanam. It is free from any tinge of mundane religiosity. Mundane religiosity refers to what people commonly know as religion for the purpose of enjoying sense gratification, either individual or extended, either here or in the afterlife. But the bottom line is, how will I enjoy? Mundane religiosity puts I in the center. Mundane religiosity involves various types of rituals and various types of dogma which have no actual bearing on the absolute nature of the self and his constitutional position. In Sanskrit, the Vedic scriptures describe what is known as Sanatana Dharma, not Hinduism. Hinduism is a misnomer. The Indus River separated the Persians from the Asians, and the Persians described everybody on the other side of the Indus River as what? Hindus, and it became Hindus. Anybody who lived on the other side of the Indus River was a Hindu. But Sanatana Dharma refers to the constitutional, original position of the soul as a servant of the Supreme Soul. Why do we come to the temple on Sunday? Many people come for the Sunday feast, for the Hare Krishna kitchen. Some people come out of curiosity. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna. Four kinds of people. Those in search of money, they come to a temple, a church, or a mosque to ask God for a raise in pay, or some such direct petition for sense gratification. Some people come, the greatest number of people come in distress. After 9/11, attendance at church went up about 12 or 13% all across the USA. 2 months later, it went back down 12% because they were no longer in distress. But distress is the biggest motivator. Some people come out of curiosity. What are those guys doing in there anyway? I hear bells. I smell incense. My God, what is it? And a very few come in search of knowledge. But all of these types of persons have some agenda, some motive. It is not pure devotion. Pure love is free from motive, ahoituki. And it is uninterrupted by any external conditions. For example, if it's a nice day, or the Ohio State has a big football game, or you know, there's a new series on television, then people don't go to the temple. No, that is not devotion to God. Devotion to God means that It is my constitutional position. Krishna's here. It is my duty to come. If George Bush came to your house and you just ignored him, you went out for a McDonald's or something, I don't know. You went out. That would be crazy. It would be madness. George Bush comes to your house and you sit in front of the television watching Woods. What's his name? Woods in the British Open. Tiger Woods. What an insult. So the supreme absolute truth is right here in his Arch of Vigraha form. We're sitting here today and we have no idea, actually. We have no strong conviction. If we had strong conviction, we'd try to come more than once a week. And even if they didn't serve a Sunday feast, we'd still come. Why is it that we have to be lured? Krishna's right here. How do I know? It's very practical. Krishna's everywhere within his creation. But he defines how he can be seen. The absolute truth, it is impossible for the finite living being to conceive of the infinite absolute truth. It's impossible. But if the infinite wants to make himself known to the finite, where is his problem? He doesn't have a problem. And just like if I mail a letter, if I had to go to the general post office downtown every time, that would be a heavy waste of time. Nobody would ever write letters again. So the government makes boxes, blue and red boxes, and you can put your letter there and you have full faith that it will go to its destination. Common sense. But if you build your own box, your letter won't go anywhere. It's authorized by the government, then it will go somewhere. And similarly, Radha Natabara, it's Krishna. I didn't decide it was. Rasa Manjari didn't decide it was. Malati didn't decide it was. It's there in the scripture. It's coming through. This is the greatest technology in spiritual life. Very easy to understand. But unfortunately, people have no brain. I'm sorry to say, but people do not think. One of the biggest realizations I had as a young man was I was disturbed about what some people had done within my circle of friends to cause distress to others. So I asked a friend, I said, why did they do that? What do they think benefit they'll get? And he said to me, actually, most people don't think. I always thought people thought, but actually most people don't think. They just act on the basis sarva prakriti jaya gunai. They act on the basis of impulses born of the attraction between the senses and the sense objects. This body is simply a playing field. On our drive here from the airport, we saw so many playing fields. Football field, soccer field, track field. There was nobody there. Sunday afternoon, hot, and nobody out. So what was the use in that field? Unless somebody goes on the field and does something, there's no value in it. Just to spend $1 million on a beautiful sports stadium and no games are ever played there, what's the use? So the body is a field, but there is a knower of the field. There is a witnessing, experiencing person. And Krishna's going to tell us. Why does Krishna have to tell us? Can't we just know it intuitively? Well, unfortunately, our minds and our senses are distracted by the objects of the senses, just like iron filings are attracted to a magnet. There's an interaction within the material world, in this world. Material nature is moving in various ways, inscrutable. It is impossible to understand how things are going on in the material world. We're in darkness. We're simply, in Canada, where I come from, in the north, we have lemmings. They're funny little mammals. They're a little bit like seals or otters. But at a certain time of the year, they just go running into the ocean. They run off a cliff into the ocean. They drown. Hundreds and thousands of these. And they go. And they drown themselves. And that's what we're doing. We're not thinking, what am I doing? Is there a reaction to what I'm doing? Why am I here in this type of body? Why I got a male body instead of a female body? Why I got an Indian body instead of a non-Indian body? Why I got this or that set of genes? What is the reason? Technically, maybe we can explain it. The egg and the semen mixed, and according to the genes of the father and mother, it came out like, but why? Karanam guna sangosya sada sad yoni janmasu. It's explained. This is a book of knowledge. It has nothing to do. No one studying the Bhagavad Gita could care less whether Tiger Woods won or lost. While reading the Bhagavad Gita, there's nothing to give you any distraction. It's focused. You can know the absolute truth. If you study the Bhagavad Gita, and the Bhagavad Gita is only A, B, C, there's so much more to know. We Americans, we are the most jingoistic people in the world. We're so proud of our 200-year-old cheeseburger culture. When most of the time we're in anxiety, we're exploiting others. We cannot take knowledge from anywhere. We can't get serious about spiritual life. Bhagavad Gita is not an Indian book. But it just so happens that the Vedic scriptures have been studied by sages and saints for millennia in India. Has India ever done anything for the world? Well, you have your Ohio State University. The first university in the world was Takshala University in India. It was the very 10,000 students came from all over the world to study there. The next famous and wonderful university was Nalanda University in the 4th century BC. Tremendous university. How many of you know how to count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Where do you think that came from? It came from India. Aryabhatta invented the zero system. How do we know the area of a circle? Pi r squared. Does pi help us in mathematics at all? Where did it come from? Anyone ever think? It came from India. Where was the first surgery ever performed in the world? India. What's the oldest medical system in the world? Ayurveda. That's old. What about presently? We use radio at all? In anything, we use radio. Not only on your radio box, but radio signals. Anybody have a cell phone? It wasn't Marconi, he stole it from Bose. It's now admitted, readily admitted. 40% of all doctors are in America, are Indian. Doctors very important in our lives? Do we trust doctors much? 40% of them are Indian. Roughly 30% of IBM. Not so many big companies. Anybody use a Pentium chip invented by an Indian? 12% of all scientists in America are Indian. And this is when they're trying, because most Indians aren't interested. You'll get 20 million people go to a religious festival in India. 20 million people, that's a big camp. Anybody ever been to a big camp with 20 million people? And they'll be very happy living simply. And they have a tradition of philosophy and knowledge, which is the best in the world. As I said, Sanskrit is the mother of all languages in the world. It's the most perfect language for computer programming, according to Forbes magazine. Most rigid scientific language. And this explanation of the creation, or of the field of activities and the knower of the field, there's a lot here to be learned. So much. We can't go through it on a Sunday afternoon. But where are the serious young men and women? Therefore I say it's not for everyone. Manushyanam Sahasrisho. Out of millions and millions of men, hardly one is even interested in perfection. Most of them are just lemmings running into the ocean. And out of many millions who are even interested in perfection, hardly one can understand the absolute truth. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishani chabhutani mam tu veda na kaschana. Krishna's explaining. He knows past, present, and future. See if you can digest that. He knows past, present, and future, but nobody can understand him. We don't know what's going on beyond our field of activities. I know what's going on in my body from head to toe, more or less. I don't know what's going on in your bodies. In my wildest dreams, I don't know what you're thinking right now. You don't even know what I'm thinking of you. Nobody knows. We're alone. But Krishna's the knower in all bodies. Sarva Kshetriyeshu Bharat. He is in all the kshetras, the bodies. He's the super soul. We have a relationship with him. A constitutional relationship. Everything that we have a relationship now is foreign to us. Everything that we have a relation with in this world is temporary and illusory. We put so much stock in it, and then the stocks go down, crash. We put so much of our energy into developing the body. The body's fine. We can use it. We have our needs. We should fulfill them in a regulated way. But we should know there's much, much more beyond the body. Why do you think the Romans said tempus fugit? time flies away because with every rising and setting of the sun, day passes and lost. I know because I travel, constantly travel. For the last 30 years, my base has been in India. But I'm constantly, I've been around the world maybe 20 times. Keep moving. And time just seems to go so much faster than I do. I make a plan and things just come and go. I'm 55 now. Seems like only yesterday I was 20. And who knows how much time is left. When that final exam will be. Here you're at a school. I'm sure some of you either are going to school or have been to school. Have you ever seen the frenzy of students when the final exam is there? The final exam, the last exam that will determine your grades. If you fail that exam, you might have to do the whole year over again. So what do students do? They drink as much coffee as they can, take some amphetamines, they stay up late all night long studying. They're in anxiety. They get anorexia, whatever. They go through trauma. In Japan, they sometimes commit suicide. So much pressure. Pass that final exam. Nobody wants to do the whole year over. But the final exam is coming. Bhajan karo, sadhan karo, murte janle hoye. The time of death, that's the final exam. Wherever your mind is fixed at the time of death, you're going in that direction. Just like when you sleep at night. I know what Tiger Woods is dreaming about tonight. About 12:30, 1 o'clock over there, UK, he's asleep. He's dreaming that he's Jack Nicklaus, who won the British Open. All day long, whatever you're doing, there's a tendency, your mind goes into a dream body and you do that same thing in your dream of sleep. It's natural. All your activities now are in a certain direction. So at night, your mind goes into a dream body. This body is lying in bed. The mind is already colored by the day's activities or the week's activities. So what's going to happen to you at the time of death? Maybe we should get serious, because if you fail the final exam, you don't have to do the year over. You have to do the life over. With all of its fun, old age, disease, death. You know what they just recently determined in government? There's no use to increase the quality of health care. Because people are just going to get sick. They'll build more hospitals and they'll need more hospitals and more and more. People don't know how to take care of themselves. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we live in this world like sophisticated cats and dogs, no direction, no goal, no mission, no understanding of what the field is, the knower of the field, its relationship with the Supreme Controller, Ishwaraha, Paramaha, Krishnaha, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. But Pashyana Pina Pashyati, we have eyes but we can't see. We're so hung up in our... That's why I say, really, it's hard It's very hard. Indians have the tradition. They have the legacy. But they're rejecting it for the cheeseburger culture of America. And the whole world's becoming unhappy and miserable. There's no brain. We've got legs, we've got a belly, we've got arms. But there's no brain. Nobody knows. Pravritim cha navritim cha janana vidur asuraha. No brain. Unfortunate. No philosophical thinking. What's the greatest of all sciences? Philosophy. It's the king of science. But I remember when I went to college, when I went to university, my father wanted to load me up. In those days, it was the last, kind of the end of the cycle, when kids would actually take a lot of electives to do with philosophy. Today, no one's interested hardly in philosophy. You're lucky if you can get at least one class of students together to take the course. And then it's so watered down. Jatamat tatapat. Anything you do, you can call it a philosophy, call it a path. As many ways as there are paths. There's no structure. No education. So the Bhagavad Gita is there. But who's reading the Bhagavad Gita? Anyway, we hope for the best. We will go on, as I said. Yatatam api siddhanam kashchin veti mam tattataha. Some people will try. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, loudly, because I'm deaf.
Did Srila Prabhupada have, in other words, I feel like when I come to ask you, did he actually deal with this Krishna consciousness movement and impact the society powerfully enough to actually make it a higher society, change the course of the way things are going now?
See, I do not buy any of this. Each and every one of us is capable. Nobody is any different. The souls are all the same. Each and every one of us is capable to become the master of his fate, the captain of his destiny. All you have to do is make an effort. Even sualpam. Even a little. Not only a little. Su means a very little. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato vaya. All you have to do is make a little serious effort. And you can improve your life in a quantum way. You can change your direction. You may not become the greatest scholar and philosopher. God forbid. I'm much happier dealing with simple-hearted, sincere, pure persons. Sometimes, when you become too scholarly, bada bada badur bada bada pet lanka jab diye mada kada het, big big monkey, big big belly, lanka jumping melancholy. Better to be simple and honest and depend on God. You can do it. Anybody can do it. I know, I've seen. Anybody can change their life if they're motivated, if they want. Yeyata mam prapadyante. Krishna, God, the Absolute Truth will come into your life to the degree that you open the door. You open a crack, who can get in? You open 20%, maybe we can squeeze in. Maybe open 50%. Whatever priority you give Krishna, he'll reciprocate. He may even go one better, up the ante. You give 50%, he'll return 60. And you'll never lose. I just don't buy it. The obstacles, hey, I know about the obstacles. In the year 2000, in January, I was in a coma, a hepatic coma, a liver failure. In June of 2000, went into a coma again. Been a constant struggle the last 6-7 years. Doesn't faze me at all. Just has to do with my body. My spirit is not dampened. I want Krishna's mercy so bad I can taste it in my mouth. I don't want to come back to this miserable material world. It's an inane place. The nihilists, post-war France nihilists, in some ways they were right. The only philosophical question is whether or not to commit suicide. If you're enjoying life, carry on. If you're not, commit suicide. There's hope because Krishna is there. But if you have no understanding of the Absolute Truth, then that's about what it amounts to. There are 30 wars going on this planet right now at this moment. 30 wars. Relatively significant wars. Ethiopia, Somalia. How many of you saw Black Hawk Down? Anybody see that? 300,000 Somalians died because of a shortage of food that wasn't there. The food was there. But some soldiers, some guerrillas, they used that food as a political tool. And 300,000 people died. Ethiopia, Rwanda, even go to Lebanon, go to Israel. Go to Kashmir. All over the world. Who wants to be here? Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Adhiklesha, so many miseries. So you need utsar, enthusiasm. You need determination and you need patience and you can do it. Believe me. Anyone, Neil Armstrong, just for becoming a bicycle rider. Right? Everybody's caught up now with Neil Armstrong, the big hero of the French tour or something. Had cancer, overcame it. All these people finding within themselves a well of strength to achieve some mundane, temporary benefit. Why can't we do the same thing to achieve an eternal benefit? Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He's the supreme proprietor. He's the supreme friend. He is our dearmost friend. He's our well-wisher. He stays with us life after life, although we have ostensibly rejected him outright. The last thing we want to know about is God. I want to enjoy my senses. But Krishna stays right with us, just like two birds on a tree. One bird is eating the fruits of the tree, the other bird is just sitting there. When will this bird turn to me? Stop eating the fruits and turn to me. I will fill up full his soul with satisfaction. Gapamam shantam richati. Those who know all these things, the enjoyer, the proprietor, the friend, those who know this, who realize this, they attain lasting satisfaction and peace. But it requires an effort. One has to perform sadhana. One has to acquire a teacher and take vows. One has to be trained to get a degree in physics or math or chemistry or medicine. We need a teacher, we need a course, we need discipline. But for spiritual life, oh, anybody's idea is as good as anybody else. What a lot of hogwash. What nonsense. The most sukshma, the most subtle element of our existence, and we don't require a teacher. We don't require discipline. We don't require any practice. We don't require theory. We don't require realization. If I just be good and be kind to others, what do you know about being good? What do you know about being kind to others? Are you kind to the ants as you step on them? Are you kind to all the people in the world who you starve by your gluttony? What do we know about good? Hitler thought he was good. Stalin thought he was good. Stalin was 10 times Hitler. 25 million people he murdered. He thought he was doing the best thing for the world. That doctor, 250 people, it was another Kevorkian in England. Great world. Next time you go to your doctor, don't let him give you any injections. Might be morphine. You know that? That was just a serial killer. 250 people he murdered. A doctor. Old people. He attacked old people. Sick. But I want to stay here. I will enjoy. I will exploit others, I will get more and more, I will be happy, and I won't care, I'll close my eyes, and like a lemming, I'll run into the ocean.